So I think I've told you guys before that one of my neighbors, who's actually the dad of one of Max's good friends, he grew up with Stevie Y and Kamloops.
Steve Yzerman? Holy shit.
And I asked him one time about Steve Yzerman, and he said there is nobody who is more stubborn on this planet than
Oh,
Steve
wow.
Yzerman.
No
He
kidding.
served him well.
Seems like.
But I ran into him yesterday. He's a Habs fan, by the way, my
Oh,
neighbor.
thank God.
And so I ran into him yesterday, and he's just like, "Oh my God, Veronica." And I was just like, "Everything's gonna be fine." Like, the Leafs have had two opportunities to do away with the Habs in this series, and they've not done it. It's gonna be fine. And so he texted me this morning, and he actually told me that he was going in for a root canal, and he's like, "I'm going in for my root canal. I don't. I'm so nervous. I'm not even gonna need Novocaine. Like, forget it." Give me a pep talk. And I just said, "Look, we've got Carey Price, and Brendan Gallagher hasn't even emerged yet. And when he does, look out." He just texted me and he said, "You're a prophet."
Yeah, that's right. So I guess we can start recording.
Okay.
That's a good that's a good intro to everything.
So hot here in Vancouver.
Well, you know, it's the opposite in New York because it was actually like close to zero by your reckoning. More
Oh,
like
shit.
maybe 2, 3, 4 degrees, I guess, maybe. But
I know.
it
I was in
doesn't
here today.
fucking matter.
It
Because
doesn't
what
matter.
happened is that the Toronto
It
Maple Leafs
doesn't
fucking choked. They had all of those first responders in the building just in
I
case for it to happen, and it
know.
happened. They choked. The
They're
Habs
awful.
were, oh my God, the Habs win the series. We're going to round two against the Jets, baby! That's it! That is it! The Habs won! Three to one in Toronto!
In Toronto.
In Toronto! Ah, hey! Goodbye!
Goodbye.
17 years! Toronto can't figure it out! Too bad, so sad! God's gift! The hockey in the North Division could not defeat the lowly Montreal Canadiens. Oh, how embarrassing it must be.
So
Good.
embarrassing.
I hope your fan base suffers until they can grow a freaking spine.
Actually
Ah!
sort of felt bad for them.
I don't at all! I want them to continue suffering until time immemorial. Because they're a bunch of jerks and I don't like them.
They are really jerks.
Yeah, they
And
are really
I think that
jerks.
they're really just
The
immature.
only man I feel sorry for is Steve Dangle because
Yes.
this has probably caused the last LFR ever,
I
according to his
know.
videos, where he has
Yeah.
stated if they drop this series, he's gonna stop covering the Leafs exclusively.
Yeah,
Sorry.
I felt bad for him.
The Leafs
I do.
have
I
done
feel bad
this
for
to
him.
themselves.
I did feel he was a little bit overconfident at the start. Like when you and I, Dave, had that last episode before the series began. And I was just like, I don't, it's it 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 doesn't compute for me why there is that such certainty that the Leafs are gonna actually win a playoff round. You know, it just did not compute. It still doesn't compute. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. But for him, he seemed extremely confident. And I think that that's probably a product of, you know, all of these Leafs fans. They don't know what it feels like to win a playoff round.
All I know is that to piggyback off of what you just said, Veronica, I have a whole cache of bookmarks that I've saved throughout the season by different Leafs folks to dunk on them after the series win. And I'll be doing that well into the evening
Are
because
you?
I am a soulless motherfucker and I
You're
don't care
irrelevant to me. You're
because
irrelevant.
they make such extraordinary claims. They are prophets 6 months ago
Yeah.
until
It's an
today.
experience. And now, now they want to like trade Marner and trade Matthews
We'll take
and
him. I'll take Matthews. Nah, fuck Matthews. I'll take
no,
Marner.
I don't want that guy.
I'll take Marner 100%. Though Marner did have a horrendous giveaway that started the Brendan Gallagher goal,
Oh
unfortunately. So
yeah.
let's talk
He had
about the
that weird
game.
puck over the glass the last time as well.
The last time, yeah.
Like almost six over glass.
Almost. Almost again this game. But let's talk about the game. The game starts rather tepidly. It seemed that each team was trying to figure each other out.
I was nervous. It was like two dogs meeting each other for the first time.
Really was. It really was. Habs maybe, I think, had the edge in shots in the first period, if I'm recalling correctly. Well, when I say the edge, 12-8, you could say that's pretty even, Steven, in a period.
They were down 4-0 at one point.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Yeah, they were. But at the same time, the quality of play didn't suggest that the Leafs were really hopping on it. That was the thing. The Leafs didn't really have any hop at the beginning of, like, that's what I expected. If the Leafs started hot and the Habs couldn't counter right away, that's what I was worried about. The almost exact not the exact opposite, but what happened is that the Habs chilled out, and it seemed that the Leafs were chilling out too. Reason being, last game, we had that huge differential in ice time between the defensemen, right?
Yeah.
Well, so it started out. You had Sherratt, Weber, Emmetson, Petrie. You know, the two lines, trading. And then you saw a lot more of Gustafsson and Merrill Kulak.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, Gustafsson, Kulak instead. And man, oh man. It was a little bit more even with ice time, which is honestly better for everybody. First period ends 0-0. Not too much to really talk about. I don't even think, was there a power play in the first period?
Nope.
No, the only thing
No penalties.
The only thing
I thought, was it at the end of the second then that they called that penalty?
The one on Armia.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing I noticed in the first period at all was within the first half, there was a point where the Leafs were doing that thing where it looks like there's 18 of them on the ice in their zone.
Oh, yeah.
And the Habs don't know what to do about it. But luckily, that didn't last very long. That was the only striking thing that I noticed there.
What really became like super obvious is that the Habs were matching up lines perfectly. They were shutting down Matthews, keeping Matthews, for the most part, in his own zone, playing defense all the time. That seemed super apparent. Of course, there were times when the Leafs were able to break out, cause chaos in the Habs zone. But it's like, it was managed, you know? Yeah. There was only maybe like a couple times, maybe a few times, where the Habs had some really tough time getting it out of the zone. But aside from that, man, it just, nothing was going the Leafs' way. Habs were able to make their own luck, and they haven't been able to do that. They did. They didn't have that extra jump, and you gotta wonder, man, what else do you need? Now, of course, they didn't have Jake Muzzin.
And
John Tavares was out as well. What was that, Beth?
I remember, like, was it you who, I don't remember if it was you who tweeted it back when the Leafs acquired Jake Muzzin, or if you brought it up, but somebody said, like, imagine thinking you're one Jake Muzzin away.
Do you want to know?
Stanley Cup.
Do you want to know who said that?
Who said that?
Hilgenberg.
Oh, my God.
He was literally the guy that tweeted that. He really was. So, and I was at Chris's house, too. And, yeah, he tweeted that. Imagine thinking you're one Jake Muzzin away from a Stanley Cup. The guy matters a lot, apparently.
He does. He was gone tonight, and they missed him, obviously. But that's what I was thinking the whole evening. I was like, wow, the Leafs really were one Jake Muzzin away. Maybe.
But, I mean, it's just, it goes back to that argument about their killer instinct. Like, in the third period, they should have been playing for their lives.
And, I mean, even with the goalie pulled, I was thinking, you know, I think the Habs got this. It was like 3 minutes left. I was like, I think they got this.
Oh,
then,
yeah.
Then they
sent. I already sent out my bye-bye.
They sent the, Toffoli got the empty netter there. And I'm like, oh, man, 3-0. They just got to hold on. And they did, aside from Nylander. And Nylander, could you imagine, like, either.
Still look pissed afterwards.
Like, imagine the discourse this time last year around Nylander. Nylander, I think, is their point leader in the playoffs. I could be wrong, but
He scored in 5 out of 7 games.
Yeah. He almost had more goals than the Habs combined.
Did he actually score that goal tonight?
Yeah.
I thought he did. I have it up right here.
Sure it was him.
Yep, Nylander.
I didn't even care.
Yeah, Nylander off.
Like they were kind of celebrating mildly around him, and he just was like staring daggers into the camera.
And they were they're interviewing O'Keefe right now.
Oh, I bet he's having a great time.
Ooh. And you know what? He was so a bit of a dick.
Fucking
he was a bit of a dick.
Petulant.
Yeah.
He really was. He so was I'm a, glad he lost.
A little bit of a dick. That so piece of I shit. Don't feel bad for him.
Yeah, too
you
bad.
Know who
so
wasn't
sad.
A dick, strangely, is Austin Matthews. And they were just interviewing him. And I'm pretty sure he was in tears.
Yeah. I thought he was crying on the bench.
Yeah. It's devastating. But the way they lost, like they didn't even lose honorably.
It felt like half of them were still at home.
Yeah.
I did appreciate the body, like the respectful body language and manner of presenting himself when he was talking to Carey in the handshake line. Like we don't know what they said, but like, I was like, don't touch Carey Price, but
don't touch,
but he did, but he looked very respectful and Carey looked very receptive to whatever he was saying. And then in Carey's on ice post-game interview, he said that it was a good exchange. And so that made me feel a little bit better. I'm still not an Austin Matthews fan. I'm not ever going to be an Austin
Never.
Matthews fan. But I can appreciate that because
yeah,
he's not going away.
And Carey reiterated mm-hmm. his utmost respect for the player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see Carey was like, he seemed like he was about to fall asleep. He was just so...
He was like, I've been dialed in this whole Carey, every shot of Carey tonight. I was afraid of him. Like it was a visceral fear. I was like, this man could murder me. Like just by looking at me, there's the right way. And I'm,
they had a close up of his eyes yes. just before that third period power play. And I was like, nothing's going in.
No, absolutely not. No, he was
like, I just saw the look on his face and I'm like, okay.
Carey Price was an all-star.
He's probably tired from
again
being so laser focused, and he was like, "I don't want to talk to people. I'm going to go call my kids and my wife,
yeah,
and then go to, and eat something weird because I'm a goalie and I'm Carey Price, and then I'm going to go to sleep. Probably some like dried fish that he brought with him or something. I don't know.
Man, now they're going to Winnipeg.
Anyway, the second period. No, I didn't see. What were we talking about?
So Michel Lacroix. So before the game,
yes.
I gave my checklist of all of the things that I did on Saturday that I did the exact same way today. And one of them was eating a Caesar salad in first intermission.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tweeted me and he said, I hope you had a good salad. See you Wednesday.
I'm sure that was a big good for Michel yeah. Lacroix. A good big old wink. What the hell is this?
He's so sweet.
Who's Anteriole? Okay. Anyway, so first period is a wash. Nothing. Going into the second period and things change because finally, the Habs break Campbell and it comes off of a stall feed to none other than Brendan Gallagher going five hole on Campbell. Perhaps the worst goal Campbell has ever allowed in his life, according to him, actually directly. It's either that or the Corey Perry goal. I forget which one,
but Jack Campbell's a good goalie.
Yeah, he is. Too bad he wasn't good enough.
He's a fine goalie.
Imagine losing to this offense. I can't because we didn't.
The Leafs play hockey.
So Brendan Gallagher puts it 1-0 Habs at around 3 minutes. And then at some point, there is a penalty late in the second period. Holding against Cole Caulfield. There's no way that's not a hold. He is so small. You put your hand on him. It is a hold. So sorry. But no, he had him. Caulfield got turned around and it was big, obvious call. And we could talk about the reffing because the reffing actually sucked.
About that.
Too bad. So that the call gets, it's playoffs. No ref is going to be 100% on this, and it's crap. If they want a better sport to commentate, write the fucking league, because it's an atrocity all around. Either way, Habs score on the power play, which meant that they were 100% on the power play tonight. It was, a shot from Suzuki that that nutmegged Corey Perry and went in, hit off his knee.
his face.
Yeah.
And then Toffoli comes in and just embraces him from behind. Him in like the Titanic. Face
first into the glass.
Just incredible.
So oh, thank you.
The craziest thing is that Gustafsson, his one shift on the power play, started the assist and he got the pass to Suzuki, who got the shot in. So that Gustafsson makes you wonder.
No complaints.
No complaints. I mean, we're probably never going to see Romanov again, unfortunately.
Well,
I
was pretty sure that there, if he's not trusting Romanov in these games, we're not going to see him in this series.
But I wonder. Yeah, the Jets
we
might
don't know
be.
What's going on.
Yeah, the Jets might be a different story, but we don't know yet. We do not know yet. So second period ends with a 2-0 advantage, Habs. And going into the third, I was like, man, if the Leafs don't come out balls to the wall for the third, it's Habs. And that's exactly what happened. It's just there was no real push for the Leafs. They did get the power play at the beginning. But once that power play was shut down, I was like, oh, buddy, I think they're in trouble. And, you know, the game went on. They pull Campbell. Toffoli nets the empty netter from way off, you know, from way out. And then, last minute and a half, Nylander gets their one goal in there. But, like, that was it. Murder, she wrote. And it's over. What a great show.
Buenas
that
noches, señores.
Yep.
Y señoras.
Yes.
Bon nuit. That's it. Goodbye. Habs win it. So yeah, now we're up against the Winnipeg Jets, and I have no idea what the Winnipeg Jets are doing because I have not been looking into that at all in any way, shape, or form.
They'll be rested.
They'll be rested.
They've been watching these games for like a week.
And of course, the regular season, I can at least look that up. Our regular season record against the Jets is not good. But you know, it was the same thing against the Leafs too, you know. So you never know what's gonna happen. Almost got it up.
What about Craig Button? What's he gonna say now?
We'll talk about Craig Button. He's such a great guy. I love him. I really wish I was related to him so he could come to my barbecues, family get-togethers. Because he seems like that kind of guy.
And then invite me because I would fight with him, but all like in good fun.
That'd be fine, honestly. Yeah. I just record that. Here's the next happy hour. Done.
I would just eat coleslaw on the corner and just watch.
In the regular season, the Leafs had the Habs number 100%. Record of 3-6-1, the Habs were against the Leafs. And against the Jets, they were 3-3-3. So a losing record overall. 9 points out of 18, but they split even on points. So it's the Jets have such a weird matchup against the Habs, because you know who it was? Kyle Connor was freaking killing the Habs every game.
We have to get that guy.
Yeah.
We have to get him on our team.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he's
so good in the Bleu Blanc Rouge.
If we can get Kyle Connor and Mitch Marner, that'd be awesome. That'd be great. And Alex Ovechkin. We need him. And then Crosby in like 2-3 years. And then we'd be solid. Done. Get them all at like under $1 million. You know, sweetheart deals. And like, it'd be great. Oh, my God.
Everybody is going to be a Corey Perry. Get a Corey Perry deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd
Corey
be awesome.
Perry. Poor Corey Perry.
League minimum and a smoking sandwich.
Yes. So we'll have to see how that works out.
How happy is Corey Perry that he took that fucking deal? Eh?
My God. Jeez, what a player.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Ugh.
How happy
I'm, are we? I'm just...
Can they make a stop so he can see his family?
No.
Yeah.
No, no. We are holding his family hostage until the cup is won.
It's all about the cup right now.
Yeah. Honestly...
His children in the cup.
Honestly, right now, beating the Leafs is almost better than winning the cup.
No,
I'm so happy.
I'm just so happy. My account is now unprotected again.
Hey.
I haven't heard from any of the rotten asshole people.
Yep.
But that is the best part for me is that they can go into oblivion.
Yeah, that's it. Until next year.
Awful.
Yeah, they're atrociously awful.
Yeah.
Like I watch Dangle, I don't comment. I just think, hey guys, did you guys watch the new Dangle? I feel really bad for him.
I would never dunk on Dangle.
I double checked some of our actual reviews. You know, some of the people from the other fan base left some reviews. They weren't shining. No. For you know when I said the thing.
Right.
Yeah, I got an email. Like I get that weekly email from Chartable. And usually there's nothing in there because nobody. These reviews, except for this last week with our series against Leafs, we had a few from
the fans. Chartable's a little weird because you have to refresh Apple like every week, and I honestly don't have the patience for it. Oh. So that's my fault.
No, it's okay. I mean, it was just like three random reviews, but no, the usernames, they're all like Maple Leafs related, and I was just like, like you're not going to be listening after this week anyway. So
and they're completely irrelevant. But the only one that I wish that I could remember. Was I once saw a woman, at least her photo is a woman, who was talking about how the Leafs were going to beat the Habs because the Habs have a subpar goalie. I really wish I could remember
one of my bookmarked
memory bank.
Who was that? Shit. Like
I mean, some woman talking about
the goalie. To whom,
what's that?
Who was the goalie to whom she was referring? Because
she was referring to Price.
I was trying to make a joke. Like,
sorry. That
it's like if somebody called you ugly and you just went like, bitch, where? Like, it's like,
yeah. Her opinion was only
watching, but
I already got blocked.
You did?
So one of the guys I quote tweeted, right? So, Carey Price against the Leafs this season, a 0.868. Carey Price against the Marlies this season, a 0.867 because of that one NHL game. So I quote tweeted the guy and said, Carey Price against the Leafs in the playoffs, 0.932.
And in the last three games?
0.952. Oh, well, okay, but good, yes. So I did the whole playoffs, so just to make a point.
Yeah.
And the guy blocked me because he's a fucking biased piece of shit who can't take that. Carey Price is actually better than Jack Campbell.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah, it's like, why the hell would you even...
Every penny he's being played.
Actually, I'm going to sore loser this.
Their exit interviews are going to be like...
Oh, shit.
Inject them into my veins.
I can't do it right now. Okay. Oh, well. Yes, absolutely. Where are we at right
now? And Aaron Ward.
Aaron Ward.
Whose opinion I really value because he's an NHL defenseman with three Stanley Cup rings. So I really value his opinion. And he has been in step with my opinion about Romanov and not playing him. But today he said when he was asked outright by Mitch Melnick, who was going to win tonight? And he said, the Leafs are going to win.
Wow.
There's no way that roster and that firepower isn't gonna close it out tonight. And I was like, I disagree.
It all depended on
they've had two chances already.
What's gonna change about this third one?
It kind of reminded me of the Habs versus Senators a little bit back in the semi-final run against the Rangers eventually, because the Senators got two wins back, and I was like, oh no, they might complete the comeback, but they didn't. But still, I was thinking, like, if it were to happen, it'd be against the Habs and we wouldn't hear the end of it. However, sorry, you gotta wait another season.
Anyway, we knew it.
Yes.
And I had no doubt.
We need to highlight the fact that our house writer Ahyen.
Ahyen.
Back on a couple weeks ago, in the middle of May. I can't remember the exact number at this time. But she wrote an article about why the Habs would win. Would win this series. And she was the only person in any Habs media that I saw to call Habs in seven.
She did.
Everybody else.
She really did. You can find her.
The Leafs, no matter what.
You can find her.
Kotkaniemi.
Yep, with three or four eyes at the end. You'll find her.
And she and I actually had a lot of the same opinions. Mm-hmm. And that was the day, Dave, that we recorded that episode that I was referring to earlier. and you talked about how Ariane had written an article, and I hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, they're on the website, Veronica.
It was almost the exact same stuff that I talked about that night.
Ariane is very smart.
Very smart.
Very invested in hockey. She's played hockey before.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she is a goalie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's a goalie.
She's like so 4 foot three.
Like, so oh, I can just, oh my God.
She's very smart.
I could really pick her up like a knapsack.
Really fun and adult discussions, like human discussions about different teams. Like, she's a very passionate Habs fan, but she knows her shit. Like, ask her about any other team. She knows her shit. She's passionate about hockey.
Wow.
Definitely go check out her articles on happyhour.com.
Happyhour.com.
Go follow her, talk to her about hockey. It's a good time.
It is a good time.
It is a good time. Ariane's
a very good time.
She's called Habs in Seven.
Habs in Seven. She's the only one I know.
Nailed it. Yep. Nailed it.
It was game four, and that was the episode that we had where we were like, oh no. The Habs are really bad, aren't they? But then no, then Corey Perry and Eric Staal, whatever they did, they turned the freaking bus around.
And you won three games in a row.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, see, now that's bad because now we're going to lose the first game against Winnipeg because of how things work with the Habs.
And the following day, he was asked. So after winning game five, Corey Perry was asked by the media, I can't remember. Maybe it was John Liu, was asked, your speech and whatever. So have you said anything else? And he said, there's nothing more to say.
Yeah, really.
There's nothing more to say.
Man, oh man.
I love him.
So good.
Sad that we're going to lose him.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll have some of the kids from Laval come up. And
maybe
it's...
he'll come back in another capacity.
Yeah.
So... now, that brings up something really interesting. Is Berzovan's tenure saved now?
I thought it was always safe.
I think it is. Well, there's no question now. Like, if the Habs were an exit in the Leafs series, I had real doubts that he would stick around. But I don't think it's a relevant, thing anymore. Win the first round, get into this. Now, unless they're like swept by the Jets, which I don't think it'll be swept. Oh. But, It's interesting because I think Berzovan's gonna stick around now.
Oh yeah.
I did want to mention the ice this evening. It seems like everyone in Toronto, including the facility caretakers and what have you, were expecting this to be the end as well because the ice was terrible.
It was garbage.
You could look at it before they even came on at the beginning of the game and see that it was shit.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing because even the Bell Center was not quality ice for the games as well because you got pucks bouncing all over the damn place in weird ways. Credit though too, I mean, you're trying to get an ice service in like May,
it is
so crazy. I would assume, that hockey rinks, like freaking rinks in Canada, Scotiabank Center, Bell Center, would have a legit system to counter like this.
World class. Yeah.
But maybe not. Now, granted, these buildings were put in, I don't know about Scotiabank. Scotiabank's, I think, is a bit newer than the Bell Center.
Oh, yeah, for sure it is.
It's been a while.
Or at least it's been renamed a million times.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. I wish I knew more about all the systems there because even like Eric Engels, the last game, the game six, was saying before the game, like, oh my God, it's humid in here. Like when he walked in, he said that this might affect the ice. And I was like, oh shit, that's not going to be good. That makes sense.
So. Well, at least it affects it for both teams.
Yeah.
But they've got another round to figure it out, at least, at minimum.
Yeah.
It's going to be so great. Next time they're in the Bell Center, there's going to be people.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Round two, baby.
Yeah.
So games one and two in Winnipeg, because Winnipeg finished ahead of us. So they get the home ice advantage, that which is great because the Habs play better on the road. And for whatever reason.
That's right.
Yeah. And see, that was the other thing too. I was thinking game seven, if they could force the game seven, I was like, playing away. I think we got it, but here we are.
Do you want to know when I had the certainty? Like, I always had belief that the Habs were going to win this round. I had the belief because I know that they have the heart. But when I had the certainty that they were going to win was on Paul Byron's goal in the first game.
Wow. That's quite a certainty. Because like I said, that game four did not fill me with confidence.
I remember.
I was not pleased.
were capable of pulling out that win that way in game one against the vaunted Toronto Maple Leafs in Toronto.
In Toronto. I'm so happy with my video.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see it. I haven't been watching anything. I had a splitting headache all day to the point where I was just like, it was hard for me to even get excited about the game. I was in such fucking pain.
Oh, well, you know what? We're actually coming upon our final thoughts anyway.
Final thoughts.
So Beth, what you got for us?
Please watch Extra Hard for me on Wednesday because I have to work.
Okay.
So I will be watching from the clinic.
Will we be recording ourselves then, Veronica and I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy to.
Yeah, we can figure that out. Easy.
And also with this series, there might be change in the schedule. Yeah. Like in the timing.
Right. Right.
Mountain time, I think they are. Or Central Time in Winnipeg?
Oh, right. Damn, that's gonna we'll figure that out. It won't hit us too hard.
No.
But we will figure that out. I'm trying to think. We're gonna still try to do post games, every game that we can manage. So Veronica, then, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Vaya con Dios, Maple Leafs. It was a pleasure to eliminate you in the 2021 Stanley Cup playoffs, and bring it, Winnipeg Jets. Come on. I've got lots of friends in the Winnipeg Jets fan base. I don't know how long that will last, but yeah, I've got friends that cheer for Winnipeg. So this should be fun.
Keith, he's a Bruins fan first and a Jets fan second. Yeah.
God, we lost Keith.
Most fans are decent. I'm not worried about that.
Most
fans are decent. It's Leafs fans that are just really horrible.
Yeah, just they're atrocities to fan bases. Yeah, they might as well just like root for a soccer team. They're so bad. Go set a freaking, you know, a section of a stadium on fire. Dangle. Except for Dangle. Thank you.
I feel for you.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
Sorry,
we actually do love you.
We really do.
And Leo, his cute little boy.
And
oh
Leo.
My God.
His wife, whose name I forget. Mrs. And Dangle. She's
a school teacher.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, is there anything world more class. Wholesome?
World class. Absolutely. World and the class. Dogs.
Oh, my God.
And the dogs.
And the dogs. The dog.
Now, yeah.
Anyway. Final thoughts for Dave. Fuck the Leafs. I'm glad you lost and your fan base are full of a bunch of fucking babies that don't deserve happiness. Yeah. I'm glad that you have to live with the fact that you were beaten by the Montreal Canadiens. All right? So go fuck yourselves. That's it for the episode. Have a good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Winnipeg, let's go.
Winnipeg, let's go. Bring it.
Going to Winnipeg.
Woo.